Blog Talk Radio. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are once again listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this beautiful Sunday, November the 26th, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but I am blessed to be joined by my Spirit Alive family in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We have our elders on the wall, Elder Lee Larson and Sister Terry Larson. We have Bishop Lester Carver and Pastor Vanessa Carver, whom we wish to extend a very happy birthday to. We have Evangelist Michelle Scott. We have Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, and we have Deacon William Isbell. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, we want to welcome you to this morning service, and we pray that you will not only hear something that will uplift your spirit, we pray that you will hear something that will truly bless your very soul. Now, at this time, we will be going to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace today, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. Forgive us another day to come together as a spiritual family to worship you, honor you, and give you all the thanks for the message that our Apostle Zeta Flowers is going to be giving us today. Lift up Apostle Zeta as she delivers the message. May the message resonate in our heart, body, mind, and spirit, Heavenly Father. We thank you for all who are here listening today, Heavenly Father. May they find you if they don't know you in the pardon of their sin. May they accept you as your Lord and Savior. Through Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we call upon our most beloved and highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth and to read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to the mother of our assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen, and good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far you are from me, and so does the Lord. Our devotional reading, meditational reading, is entitled, God Daily Loads You with Benefits. We're looking at Deuteronomy 28, verse 6, and it reads, blessed shall you when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Now, in the Jewish community, the promise, blessed shall you be when you come in, blessed shall you be when you go out, refers to being blessed in the affairs of one's daily life, whether or outside one's home. So here God is saying that you are blessed every day of life. Do you believe this? Do you believe that every day your faith and work are blessed? Or do you think that you are blessed only during, say, Christmas when you receive your gifts and year-end bonus or get that promotion you have been wanting? Excuse me. Perhaps you think that the blessed life only begins when you meet the man or woman of your dreams. No, my friend, you are blessed every day and you have God's word for it. Psalm 68 and 19 says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. And because God's word says so, believe that every day of your life is loaded with benefits. Every morning when you get up, believe that it is a day that the Lord has made and rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:4 tells you about that. Start the day expecting it to be loaded with the benefits God has prepared just for you. At night, when it is time to know that you will be blessed when you get up in them, because there will be another load of benefits from your Heavenly Father, who so loves you unconditionally, waiting for you. You can make your blessings happen, but if you will just believe what God has said in His Word and act on it so, the blessings will manifest in your life. In fact, God wants to bless you more than you to be blessed. His word declares this. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. Blessed be the Lord who loads us with benefits, the God of salvation. Beloved, give God's name. Believe him for his blessings, and you will find yourself loaded with his daily benefits. May the Lord add blessings and favors to his hearers, and especially to the doers of his mighty and righteous word. The thought for the day, don't start the day expecting to be a blessing that God has prepared for you. Amen and glory to God.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases people are slipping away. The economy's down, People can't get enough time. But as for me, I said as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, hey, for they're living out in the streets, and the drug habits. I'm not just talking about folks out in the street, but right in the church, drug habits of some folks hiding, just can't be. There are mothers and robbers. No place seems to be safe, Lord, but you've been my protection. Oh, you've been my protection. Every step of the way, yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. Yes, you have, Lord. And I want to say, and I want to say, and I want to say, thank you.
Hallelujah. And glory to God. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done for us. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family. And we stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all over the world. And when we pray here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, we want you to know that each and every one of us are praying, expecting, trusting, and believing God will do exactly what he says he will do. So right now I'm going to ask that you bow your hearts with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, Most High, we come before your throne of grace this morning just thanking you for being Elohim, creator of all things. Because, Father, we know that nothing escapes you about your creation. We thank you for being Adonai and Abba, Father. We thank you, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah, the only wise, true, and self-existing God. Father, we thank you for being Jehovah Jesus, our Redeemer.
Yeah.
We thank you, Father God, that you loved us so much that you gave your only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth on you should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, Father God, we just come praising you for being Jehovah Rapha, the healer of mind, body, and spirit. And we praise you this morning, Father God, because even as we pray right now, we know that you are walking through the hospital. You are walking through the hospices. You are walking through homes all over this world. You are walking, Father God, in those war-torn areas. You are walking, Father God, in those areas that have been devastated by natural disasters. We know, Father God, that you are touching and healing even as we pray. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you. We thank you for being our Father, Jehovah Jireh, the God that sees and provides our every need. Therefore, Father God, we know we lack nothing. In you, Father God, we have everything that we will need to do what you have called us to do, and we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we just thank you for being Jehovah Shalom, because as we look around this world and see all the devastation, we are so blessed to have you for our peace. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you this morning, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for being Jehovah Nissi, our banner.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because we know that when we are in you, Father God, we are not fighting for the victory, but we are fighting from a place of victory. And we just
want
to thank you this morning, Father God. Oh, Lord God, we praise you this morning because you loved us even when we didn't love ourselves. So, Lord, we pray right now for all of our family members that may be going through. I want to lift up one of our elders, Sister Linda, to you this morning, Lord God. You sit high, you look low, you know what they stand in the need of. I want to lift up Elder Lee and Elder Terry to you this morning, Father God, because you sit high and you look low, and you know what they stand in the need of. Lord, we thank
you. Yes,
you do. Hallelujah. That you are Jehovah Messiah. We will never let you down, Father God, because it is you that makes us righteous and not we ourselves. And we praise you for that this morning, God. We thank you. We just thank you, Lord God, for being Jehovah Shammah. We know that we are never alone because you are ever present. Because you told us in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And you are not a man that you should lie, nor a man that you that should repent. Everything that you tell us, God, you have brought to pass and are bringing to pass in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you this morning. We praise you, Father God, that you said you look beyond our faults and you see our every need. And then, Lord God, you provide exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ever think to ask. We thank you, Father God, for all of those that you are bringing out of captivity. We're thanking you, Father God, for all of those that you are bringing out of abuse. We're thanking you, God, for all of those that you are bringing out of exploitation. We thank you, God, that you are taking the perpetrators to task. We pray, Lord, for our enemies. Because, Lord God, we want them to find you. We want them to come to them, to come to know you in the pardon of their sins. Lord God, we lift up every prostitute, drug addict, pimp. We lift up every vicious person with malice in their heart right now in the name of Jesus. We pray that somebody will come along and talk to them and touch them in a way, Lord God, that they will turn their hearts to you.
Yeah.
Lord God, we pray for these governments all over the world. Lord God, we know that they sit up on your shoulders, and they can't do anything unless you allow them to. So I pray that your people will just continue to humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, Lord God, and pray, humble themselves and pray so that we can see those miracles, signs, and wonders that you told us we would see. Lord God, I just want to thank you. I just thank you, Lord, that you're already healing, that you're already providing, that you're already doing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that even when it looks like the enemy is trying to win, we know that's a lie. Because you are Jehovah's Baal. And when you show up, Father God, you show up with a host, and that the battle is over. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just praise you right now that we are your children. You have called us, oh God. You have made us your disciples, Father God. You have made us disciples that only want to make disciples, that will make disciples, Father God. Continue to use us, Lord, to impart your word in spirit and in truth. Continue to bless us, oh God, to do the work of the kingdom. Continue, Lord God, to endow us with more of your Holy Spirit so that we will be right in line with whatever it is that you would have us to do. Hallelujah. We just praise you this morning. Father God, we praise you because you are good. You are good. Your word says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusted in him. Oh, God, we just come lifting up all of those who are just becoming discouraged that the enemy is trying to sift as wheat, Father God. We pray that you will send someone to strengthen them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for those who are looking for jobs, for those who are looking for that breakthrough, for those, Father God, that is looking for an answer to a question. We know, Lord, it's 11:59, so it's on the way. And we just want to praise you in advance. We praise you in advance for all that you're doing. Because, Lord God, you said when we walk according to your purpose, everything works for our good. So, Lord, we just come now just lifting up our brothers and sisters all over this world. We're lifting up their hearts, Lord God. Lord, we pray that they would turn their eyes to the hills from which cometh their help, and that they would learn how to lean and depend and trust in you, Father God, for themselves. It is in the mighty, matchless name of your son, Jesus, that I do pray all things. Amen and amen.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at them and tell them, yes, I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've won. Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Of the day tells to you from All Nations Christian Fellowship Church in Oakland, California. She is also a large contributor to the programs here at Spirit Alive. She is a woman after God's own heart, and we love her dearly. So my brothers and sisters, please get something to write with, to write on, keep your Bibles close and prepare to hear a rhema word from our speaker of the hour, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
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 God bless you all. Thank you, Apostle Cook, for the introduction. Thank you so much. I just thank and praise God for his goodness this morning. I'm going to go into prayer and then go right into the message, which is having a heart of thanksgiving. Father God, I thank you. I thank you this morning for who you are. I thank you for being in our midst. I thank you for everything that has gone forth in this service so far. Thank you for all that you have done. I pray, Lord, that when I share about Thanksgiving, that I will share what you would have me to share on this morning, that I will give out what you would have me to say, that it may bless someone in Jesus' name. So I pray, Lord, that you would word my mouth. I pray, Lord, that for forgiveness of anything that might be in me that would be displeasing to you, in Jesus' name, amen. All right, having a heart of thanksgiving is what we need to have because God has done so much for us. He gave his only begotten son. Hallelujah. For our sakes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that we could live. Amen. So we have so much to be thankful for. So much. He has given us so much, and he continues to bless his people. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thank him today for salvation more than anything. I thank him that I live a saved life. I thank him that I am filled with his Holy Spirit. I thank you that I desire to please him more than anything else. I thank God for that. Because whenever there's any good in us, we know where it comes from. It comes from the Lord. I'm going to, because the message title is Having a Heart of Thanksgiving, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the heart first, because our heart needs to be right with God. We need to be in right standing with him. And
yes, yes.
We need to have the love of God within our hearts. Because we can't show forth thanksgiving if we don't really have him in our hearts, if we don't have him the most in our lives. Praise God. So I'm going to skip around here a little bit. I have, okay, I'm going to share. This comes out of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter and the 7th verse. It was during the time that David had been chosen to be king, appointed and chosen to be king at this time. And it says, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outer appearance, but God looks at the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we know this to be true, that people look at the outer appearances, but God does look at the heart. Praise God. So are we really thankful to God concerning the things that he does? We need to be sincerely thankful. Hallelujah. God knows whether or not we are sincere. He knows, because he can see in our hearts. Hallelujah. God knows the very intent of our hearts. He knows our motive. He examines our motives. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we can thank him, hallelujah, for the good.
Hallelujah.
And even when we're doing good, we can thank God for that. Hallelujah, because it has to
Lord,
do with him.
Thank you, Jesus.
praise God.
Yes.
Because he knows, he knows the very desires of our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And if our motives, hallelujah, are not right, then our deeds mean nothing. They mean nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Apostle.
If our motives are not right, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to go over to, let's see, Psalms, the 37th chapter right now, and read some verses, verses 3 to 5. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Amen. Hallelujah. So we must please God in every way. In every way. And he will give us the desires of our heart. Because if
Amen.
We are truly committed to God, the desires that are already in our heart came from him. They were planted there. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
And then first Christ says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So we need to trust God.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. We need to trust
Amen.
Him. We need to believe in him. Hallelujah. We need to know that he will do what he says he will do. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And let's see. I want to read out of Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Praise God. But we know that no one can fool God. Hallelujah. Because he searches our hearts and he knows the mind. Hallelujah. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. He knows our the spirit mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because the spirit intercedes for God's people. In accordance with the will of God. Hallelujah. So he knows.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. I'm going to read the verses 9 and 10. Okay, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Verse 10, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Amen. Praise God. So
Amen.
God knows us.
Yes.
God cannot be fooled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes people are fooled by others. Sometimes people can fool other people. But no one can fool God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God knows us. Hallelujah. He knows us well. Praise God. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to read also, let's see. Let's go to Colossians. And that would be Colossians, the 3rd chapter. Okay, almost there. I thought I had it marked. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Colossians
all right.
3.
Amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Colossians, that's 3, verse, I think it's a couple of them. Verse 17, just read verse 17. It says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Praise God. So this here is an example, praise God, of us being just reminded of knowing, praise God, hallelujah, how we're to present ourselves before God. Hallelujah. Whatever we do in word or deed, we need to do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And then giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are to be thankful people. We have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to, there's a scripture in Hebrews, and it's Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 13th verse. I'm going to read that one. Praise God. Just to bring out the fact that God really sees us. He sees us in every way. Hallelujah. He sees every act. He sees every deed. He sees whatever we do, whether it's good or bad. And verse 13 says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So he sees everything.
Lord.
Everything.
Hallelujah.
He knows our mind. He knows our very thoughts. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I think there's one in Ephesians that I wanted to bring out, and that would be Ephesians, the 3rd chapter and the 17th verse. Okay. It says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're talking here about having strength through the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Hallelujah. That you being rooted and grounded in love. So faith is very important. Very important that we have faith in God, because he's one that we have not seen, but we have faith to believe in him. Just like when we accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, we didn't see him. We couldn't see him, but we had the faith of him being who he said he was. And knowing, praise God, that he gave his only son, hallelujah, that we might have the right to life. Hallelujah. He died so that we could be free, hallelujah, to live in peace and harmony, and even more, to have eternal life. Amen. Hallelujah. So by faith, hallelujah, we know who God is. By faith, we know that it's necessary to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Because he is God. Amen. Let's see here. I have some points to bring out of Psalm 100 that are very important. It's a beautiful passage in the Bible. And one of them, number one in that particular passage, is that we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Number two, that we serve the Lord. Three is that we come into his presence. Just like today, we're in his presence. We all came to be in his presence. Amen. And he's in our midst. Four is that we need to know the Lord. Hallelujah. And how do we know him? We know him through the word. We know him by his very work's sake. We know what we've known him to already have done for us. Praise God. So we need to know the Lord. Amen. Five is we need to bless his name. We need to honor him. We need to thank him. We need to praise him. Hallelujah.
And those of us that really know him, we know that we can't praise him enough, but we can praise him as much as we know how and as much as we can. Hallelujah. Also, sing praises unto us, unto our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus praised his Father. Jesus thanked his Father. He gave thanks unto his Father. Hallelujah. He praised him. Hallelujah. So we should also praise God. We should always have a praise of thanksgiving in our heart for our God. Hallelujah. Because he's been so good to us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 lets us know that we must give God thanks in all circumstances, for it is the will of God. Hallelujah. We honor God with our thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Our response, it is our response to God's grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we're showing, when we praise God, we're responding to his grace. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of trouble, even when we're faced difficulties in this life, which we do, and that could come from many things, sickness, hallelujah, being without, hallelujah, not knowing where to go. So we are living in his grace. Praise God. We need to be thankful. We need to always show thanksgiving to God in every situation, no matter what it is, no matter what we're going through, no matter what we're faced with. Even when we aren't sure, we don't know what's next. We don't know what we may face today or tomorrow. But we need to be thanking God and not worrying and not having fear. Jesus gave us, praise God, love, power, and a sound mind. Hallelujah. God does not want us to fear anything. He doesn't want us to worry about anything, because he is a great God and he can take care of any and every situation that concerns us. He said, cast all of our cares upon him, for he cares for
Hallelujah.
Us. And just knowing that, to give him praise and thanksgiving, knowing how he feels about us, knowing that he really, truly loves us, hallelujah, knowing that he's concerned about us, hallelujah, knowing that the very things that bother us bother him also. But he's the God.
Man.
He's our God. He's the only true and living God. And we can go to him and put our trust in him, knowing that whatever the situation is, hallelujah, it's already worked out. Just knowing that we will see it manifested, even if we don't right now, hallelujah, because he is that kind of God.
Yes.
We can put our trust in him. We can put our whole, lay our whole life before him, knowing that we're going to come out all right because of him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because of him, we can be the clay and allow him to be the pot. To allow him to put his hands on us, to work it out. Hallelujah. To form us. To make us into what he wants us to be for him, for his sake. Hallelujah. We were designed by God for God. Hallelujah. And we must remember that. We don't own ourselves.
Lord,
we don't belong to ourselves. We don't belong to anyone else, but we do belong to God because he made us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he wants to continue to bless us. He wants us to be blessed to the extent that we can reach out and bless others as well. Whatever he pours into us, He expects that we pour it out so that others also can be blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Jesus. Thanksgiving is the key to humility. It's the key to humility. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is the giver of all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When we give up our pride, hallelujah, and the things, all the stuff that we may feel about ourselves or think we
say
are,
that.
Give that
say
up.
That.
Hallelujah. We're giving it up because of him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. We sacrifice because of him.
Yeah.
We're blessed by God. Hallelujah. And we're blessed by him because he chose to die for us.
Yes.
We're blessed by him because he lives. Hallelujah. And he lives for us. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Another way that we can show our gratitude and thanksgiving to God is when we reach out and lend a helping hand to someone else or others that might just be a little less fortunate than we are. We're showing our gratitude toward God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. If you really want a blessing, hallelujah, then we need to reach out. Hallelujah, and love others and love his people. Hallelujah, and have a desire to want them to be blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without jealousy, without malice. Hallelujah. Without pleasing to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
We don't have to hate anyone, but to love everyone. Hallelujah. Just like he did. Praise God. When Jesus died on that cross, and we know about all the other stuff that happened up to that time, prior to that, all the stuff that he went through, hallelujah, he has proven his love for us. He didn't have to, but he has. He did. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The more reasons we need to honor him and give him thanks. And bless his name, his holy name. His name is greater than any other name. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And he is greater than anyone or anything. Hallelujah. His power supersedes any other power. That's why we can say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he has us covered. We're covered in the blood. We're covered with
Jesus.
His blood. The blood that was shed on Calvary. We are covered. Hallelujah. We have no reason to faint. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We can do all that we can to stand, and we can still stand because of him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Why shouldn't we be thankful to God? Why shouldn't we have a gratitude, hallelujah, of thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why shouldn't we honor him? Why shouldn't we do all that we can to please our God? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for all that you are and all that you do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's not about, we just celebrate it on Thanksgiving Day, and we all came together with our families and friends, and we had a great time. But that we think about God during all that time, that we praise our God, somebody else to give him thanks. That we pray prayer of thanksgiving on that day. Hallelujah. Because it's not all about the stuff. Hallelujah. It's not all about the cooking, and it's not all about the food, but it's all about him.
Say that.
Must know
thank you, Jesus.
Of all these
thank
things. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he wants us to be happy. He wants us to have joy. He wants us to have fellowship one with the other. Hallelujah. He doesn't want us to forget about him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We must remember, hallelujah, our Creator. Not just be stuck on what he has created for us to have and to enjoy, but we must remember our Creator always. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The one that called the entire world into existence. Hallelujah. The one that is still providing for us. The one that we can go to at any time. Hallelujah. Any hour. Hallelujah. We might be restless in the night or can't sleep or whatever. Something may be going on, hallelujah, within us, or maybe one of our loved ones or somebody else that we know, hallelujah. We can go to God at any hour. The Bible tells us he never slumbers nor sleeps. He's always awake for us. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no one else that we can count on that would always be awake and open, hallelujah, for us. But God is. Hallelujah. He's always available 24/7. Hallelujah. We can go to him at any given time, any moment of the day, any hour. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter to him. He's always available for us, his children. Why wouldn't we have a heart of thanksgiving? Why wouldn't we? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us so much, so much, and he continues to do so. He continues to answer our prayers. Hallelujah. We can go to him about any situation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I have just a little bit more here to share. Let's see. I was thinking about Jesus and how he addressed the Pharisees back in that time, and it's really based on Luke, the 16th chapter. Praise God. The Pharisees were always attempting to come against him. The religious leaders, praise God, hallelujah. But he always had a word to give them, praise God. He always had a word for them, hallelujah, because they always thought they were right. They always thought they were right, and they were always attempting to come against Jesus, hallelujah.
Yeah, say that.
But Jesus addressed the Pharisees, and he put them in their place. You know, some people can fool others, as I said before, but God knows the heart. Hallelujah. Some may say that God is accepting them in their ungodly standards and in their sins because he knows their heart. And people are quick to say that. They'll say, well, God knows my heart. And then they just keep doing what they do. Hallelujah. They're living in deception. They're deceiving their own selves. And they often use this for a cop-out. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we're trying to give the word or ministering to someone and giving them what the Holy Spirit is leading you to say to them, and they'll say, well, God knows my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I have it. The cop-out. But it's not going to get them anywhere. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must have a heart of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We just must. Praise God. Now, David, I was thinking about David and how David glorified God and always, hallelujah, praising God, always giving him praise, always giving him thanksgiving. Praise God. All through the Psalms. Hallelujah. Always glorifying him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Daniel, hallelujah, gave praise to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When David was threatened, and Daniel, I'm talking about, hallelujah, by the king, and Daniel chose, hallelujah, not to bow down, hallelujah. Praise God. He was spared. His life was spared, hallelujah, because he chose to stick with God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what, we must choose to stick with God. No matter what, hallelujah. He puts up with us, hallelujah. So we need to stay with God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Anyway, we know that David glorified God. We know that Daniel did, hallelujah. He came out of the lion's den, hallelujah. Glorifying, hallelujah, praising God, hallelujah, honoring God for what he did. Thank you, Jesus. Are we honoring God for what he's done? Are we honoring God for what he continues to do in our lives?
Yes, are we Lord Jesus, thank you.
To bless him, hallelujah, for all that he has done for us. Because he has done much for us. He saved our soul. Hallelujah. He made us whole. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He's our healer. He's our deliverer. Thank you, Jesus. He's
Thank
our
you,
miracle
Lord.
Worker. He's our everything. He's our all in all. We have good reason to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Recently, we celebrated my youngest sister's we had a celebration of life for my youngest sister, praise God, and we were not sad. There was joy, hallelujah. And I could praise God and I could thank God because I knew where my sister is. She loved the Lord with all her heart. She was ready, praise God, hallelujah. So, you know, we may have sorrow in our lives at times, and oftentimes we're saddened, but we can still have joy in our hearts. And we can still praise God, hallelujah, for who he is, who he is and who he was to that family member that has gone on to be with the Lord. We can rejoice, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We know that joy comes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. It does come to us, and we can be thankful. We can be thankful for that. Also, we the heart of one of my family members, one of my dear nieces, and she, for my birthday, she gave me a 7-day cruise. And I was very thankful for that, and I thank God for that. She had told me about it. I didn't see it coming, but it was one of my desires, something that I wanted to have. And every day, those whole 7 days, I spent time praising God. Not that I don't do it every day, but I was more able to do it, hallelujah, continually than I do normally, but I praise him and I thank him every day when I get up in the morning, and all through the day I'm thanking and praising God, hallelujah, and praying, hallelujah, a prayer of thanksgiving for what he has done, and praying for others, hallelujah, and being thankful to God that I'm able, that I'm able-bodied, hallelujah, that he has blessed me to continue to go on and on and do his work. I thank him for it. I thank him for the calling on my life. I thank him for using me. I thank God that he can. Hallelujah. I thank him for transforming my life so that I could be
Come
supportive
on.
And helpful in transforming others, helping them to be
Amen.
Transformed in their life. I'm thankful to God. I'm thankful to God for all of you. I'm thankful to God for Spirit Alive Ministries. I'm thankful to God for Apostle Shirlene Cook, being my friend a long time ago. Hallelujah. And continue. And God putting us together even to continue.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I'm thankful today. And I don't mind it being, I am not ashamed. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I want others to know about it. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm steadfast. Thank God for it. And I thank God for my steadfastness in Him. Hallelujah. Not giving up. And it seems like things are too difficult or too hard. I can continue. Hallelujah. Because I know Him. Because I trust Him. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm going to close with that. Hallelujah. I trust
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah. With all my heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. And with that, I'm going to turn this part of the service back to Apostle Sylvain Cook. God bless you all.
Amen. My Lord does magnify the Lord. I am so grateful to God that He has given me an attitude of gratitude, and not in a superficial way, just to be heard by men, but that message served my very soul, because I love God, I trust God, and I am so happy to see anybody come to know Him in a better way. And in a moment, I am going to call forth Evangelist Michelle Scott, and she is going to lead those of you that heard that knock, that your heart, that I want you to yield to the one who put that gladness in your heart this morning. But first, before we do that, I am going to ask our pastor, intercessor, and prophetess, Pastor Vanessa Carver, to come forth and to seal this message. And the reason I always have Pastor Vanessa seal a message with prayer is because this woman of God is a prophet, and she will pray not only what is needed, but she will pray what God says to pray. So right now, because she prays what God says to pray. So right now I want you to bow your hearts once again and go to prayer with Pastor Vanessa Carver. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Beta, and thank you, Bishop Apostle Cook. I just thank you, Lord, today for the message. I thank you, Lord, today for the vessel that poured into us, the way she poured into us so gently and so with much intent. And your heart. I thank you, Lord, today that I truly, we will seal this message believing and knowing that it is for such a time as this. We never can get enough of being reminded of what a heart that is after yours will produce as it pertains to thankfulness. Even as it says, Lord, that we know, if we know your heart, Lord, it will produce thankfulness. So I thank you, Lord, today for those that are in different levels of knowing you and through our experience, not just what someone told us, not just what we read, but through an intimate relationship with you, Lord. I think that this is a level of altar call as well for us to get into a new place as the year is closing, as there are so many things that are grasping for our attention. I thank you, Lord, today that we all have the song of the Lord in our hearts, that we are truly in a place where we can pour into Him as much as we pour into others. I thank you, Lord, today for that level of service to Him. Lord, we, many of us are servant leaders, and we know the deal. We know what to do. We know what our tasks are. But as it pertains to your heart, as it pertains to how we serve and minister to you, Lord, today, in a place of gratitude, show us what that looks like for each one of us, and show us what that looks like, Lord, for the collective. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you for your peace. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Vanessa. Thank you so much. Now, at this time, I'm going to call forth Evangelist Michelle Scott. And I want you to understand that an evangelist is someone that leads others to the Lord. So
yes.
Right now, I am going to call forth the evangelist to lead you into a relationship, not a church,
yes.
not a ministry, not an organization, but into a relationship with Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, so that you too might experience the level of gratitude, hallelujah, that so many of us are feeling right now. So Evangelist Michelle, would you please come forth and do what God has called you to do? Amen.
Thank you, and God bless you, Apostle Cook. First, I want to just thank Apostle Zeta for that very moving message. God put that on your heart for me.
Thank you.
Because
hallelujah.
I needed that. I needed that so much on today.
Jesus.
There are so many things that we are facing, and me, myself, and Apostle Cook, please charge it to my head and not to my heart for not calling
right.
you and letting you guys know that I'm having my first of four surgeries on December 1st. And so I'll talk to you about that later. So just charge
Amen.
It to my head and not my heart. I wanted to be obedient to God and obedient to you and all the other servant leaders, and let them know that I appreciate your prayers. Your prayers are being
Hallelujah.
Answered. I know
Thank
that you guys are praying for me and my loved ones. And, you know, yes, we do have a lot on our hands right now, but God ain't going to never give you no more than you can handle.
Right.
Even
Hallelujah.
All these things that I'm going
right.
through in my life right now, just when I think
User
my
God.
Body is right, something else is thrown at me. But guess what?
User God.
Don't let go of his hand. Just like Zayda said, he's there. All
Thank
you got to do
there.
Is hold on. Hold
yeah.
on to the pain. Hold
yes.
on to the tears. Hold
My
on
Lord.
To the disappointment.
Come on,
Hold
evangelist.
On during the winters and the storms in
yes.
your life and your
Hallelujah.
Health ain't right and your family is leaving this earth.
Yes,
Hold
Jesus.
On. I've been holding on mm-hmm. for a long time, but it don't matter because I ain't going to never let go
let
of his
go.
Hand.
Hallelujah.
He's been doing
Thanks.
Too much for me. So I
thank
just want to thank you guys for praying for me and loving me, and not just me, but my husband and his new call.
Yes.
Thank you for being so understanding and loving,
yes.
Pastor Apostle Cook. I just
right,
thank
baby.
You for being so understanding. I love you more. So right now we're just going to go to the throne of grace and mercy, and we're going to just thank God for the message that Apostle Zeta fed our souls on today. Lord, I thank you for thy Spirit Alive family and just the love that they give. It's no other place like this. And Lord, forgive me, but even all the way other ones I'm at, there's no other love like this. That's why I can't let it go. I can't let it go. Y'all
yes.
don't understand. Y'all just don't understand.
Yes,
but Lord, I thank
yes.
you for that word. And if you didn't understand it, you didn't want to understand it. Because she broke that thing down like Similac milk for a baby. So if you
yes,
didn't understand
yes.
that, you didn't want to understand it. So each one of you that did understand it and decided to take that step towards Jesus and your new converts now, I just want to thank you and welcome you into this
yes.
family. I want
yes,
you to know.
Lord.
That I'm a living witness. I'm a living, walking, breathing testimony of the things that he could do. So please
yes.
don't give up. Don't give in. All you have to say to be in this family and to be forgiven for all of your sins. People want to make it like it's so hard and you got to go through all these trips and changes. All you got to do is open your mouth.
That's
and
it.
And confess to That's the it. Lord all of your sins, the ones you are aware of, even the ones you may have forgotten.
Right.
If it's bothering you, ask him to bring it back to your remembrance so you can be obedient and ask him forgiveness for even those sins.
Yes.
Because there are sometimes we forget. We get old, we forget. We human.
Yes, Lord.
So if you just say, I just tell them every day, thank you for forgive me for even what I don't know what I did or what I'm about to do that I shouldn't do. Turn me in the right way when I'm going in the wrong way.
Yes, Lord.
Keep my eye on the prize, which is the kingdom of Jesus.
Come on, sis.
So each one of you new converts, I want you to say, Lord God, I'm a sinner, but I'm saved by grace. Your grace and your mercy that you bestowed upon me when I said to you, I'm sorry, forgive me. I want to live for you now. I want to walk with you now.
Yes.
I it's just so much that he has done. And if you want him to do these things for you, you're going through things in your life, just reach out to him. Don't let go. Don't let go. It's going to get hard. Don't think because you said, okay, I'm going to change my life. I'm the blood is covering you right now because you in the family. You converted over. So it's covering you. Sometimes you're going to feel like God ain't there and you all by yourself. But he's stepping right with you. He's stepping right with you. Don't ever forget that he is right there with you. It's going to seem like your family, they not there. Don't nobody understand, but God does. Go in your quiet room. Lord God, I pray that each one of these new converts finds a servant leader that has a heart for you, Lord God. That wants to save your people, that wants to teach your word and not be boastful and teach their own word. There's a lot of people down. It's a lot of people down here messing people up, and they're going to have to make account for it.
And then
you know, everybody get all messed up and confused, and that's why they leave, because it's so many pretenders.
My
Lord. You gotta be very, very careful and prayerful when you're going out there searching for a church home.
Come on, sis.
Go there and check them out. Go there for a couple of weeks, a month. Don't just because they're talking about, oh, you wanna sing or oh you want no. You gotta go to a church where the pastor is preaching the mighty word of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because people are leaving this world.
People
are leaving this world. And each one of us has an appointed time. We don't know. So I'm glad that you want to change your life and come to Jesus. And if you can't find a church home, stay here and spirit alive, because you will never be disappointed. You will never be disappointed. So I just thank you all. I love you all. I'm happy for you all. And I pray that God will order your footsteps to the right place.
Yes, Lord.
Or like I said, stay here, because there's something here for you every day. So I welcome you all into the family, Apostle Cook, forgive me. Well, I'm just so full off of that word. Because God knew I needed that before this surgery. God knew I needed that before this first surgery. I know, and I thank y'all. Y'all just don't know how much I love each and every one of you.
We love you, sis, and we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And we
will never, ever, interrupt the flow of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because we live, move, and have our very being in Christ. And when his Spirit is moving, it brings me joy. It brings me hallelujah. It brings out the thanksgiving in your life. And another reason why I'm so grateful for the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive is because they do have hearts after God's own. And at this time, I'm going to bring forth the man of God, Bishop Lester Carver, because here at Spirit Alive, we're not just a church full of women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have men that stand with us, cover us, serve us. Hallelujah.
Yeah, thank you.
Protect us.
Yeah. Thank you.
We care about our men, and we want our men to be in their rightful place. God has an order, and we want everybody to get in it in the name of Jesus. So right now, we're going to ask the man of God to come forward and give us a word for the men. Take your time, Bishop, and that will be followed by any praise from anybody, any one of you that is visiting or has you are being led to just praise God. I will then allow you to come forth. Bishop?
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. The word for the men today is going to come from Ephesians chapter 4. And in Ephesians chapter 4, it speaks of how each one of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift within us of the Holy Spirit. And that grace consists of the unmerited favor of God that was placed upon us, all the good things we get from God that we just don't deserve, but it is also his enabling power. And we need to walk into the fullness of that enabling power of grace in our life through faith. It is faith in Christ that allows us to do all the things that his enabling power within us causes us to do. And then to understand that we have not been gifted. The gift of the Holy Spirit is within us, and it has the power to do all that we believe, all that we walk into the faith to do through as we study God's word, as we stand on God's word, as we believe God's word. And so then when we go down in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, it says, and he himself, Jesus Christ, gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And so you have to understand that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are gifts to the body of Christ for the work of the ministry. See, the saints are all ministers in their own right.
Mm-hmm.
Every born again
is
a minister of reconciliation. Your job is to minister to others the death, burial, and resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ, so that they can become sons of God just as you are sons of God. And so now to understand that apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers are gifts to the body of Christ to equip you for the work of the ministry so that the body of Christ can be edified, the body of Christ can be built up. But to this end, as it says in verse 13, till we all of us come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the stature, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, as the apostle spoke, Apostle Flowers spoke earlier today. We are to stand on the promises of God and avoid the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of their deceitful plotting. See, there is no private education in the spirit. We do not allow other people to twist the word of God for their own purpose, but we stand on the promises of God so that we speak the truth in love that others may grow talk to you into him who is the head, Christ.
Yes,
and when we
are.
Understand, we can be the men of God that God has called us to be, because we're not going to stand before men. We stand before God. And we walk over and we understand that we are the gifts to the body of Christ to help equip them and build them up for the work of the ministry. So
thank
that is the word today, Apostle Cook, and I thank you for allowing me to share.
Amen and glory to God. We thank you, Bishop, that you always have a word, a rhema word to share. And what we love about it is, although you have prepared it for the men, we understand that it's for everyone. Everyone benefits from what you have to say. And we want to say thank you. Now, if there's anyone in the room that doesn't usually speak, or you're just here for the first time, or you just got God is nudging you to give a praise, if you kindly press your one right now, we'll bring you into the assembly, hallelujah, and you can give God glory. But even if you don't say anything, we want you to know that each and every person sitting in this sanctuary this morning, we love you. You're one of our, you're one of our own. You're family, and you're welcome to praise God your way here. Hallelujah. We're not hung up on traditions. We're not hung up on orders of service. We're not hung up on the rhetoric and the pomp and circumstances. Here we're just stripped down to our bare hearts, giving God all the honor and the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. So if there be nothing else, hallelujah, we just want to thank each and every one of you that took time out of your busy schedule to sit with us, to pray with us, to praise with us. And we pray that you will always, always have a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude. Now,
thank you.
May the sweet communion of the now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do. And saints, it is our fervent prayer that each and every day that you be ye transformed. You are dismissed. Go in peace. And remember, God loves you, and so do we. Everyone that's in the sanctuary, your mics are all unmuted. Hallelujah. Just know that I love you. Auntie Linda, everybody that's here, God bless you. Sister Michelle, I'll be calling you after the service. Brother Lee, I'll be calling you after the service. Hallelujah. I love you all. God bless you. Apostle Zeta, you did a phenomenal job. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah,
God bless everybody.
Thank you.
God bless
have
you.
Week.
Have a wonderful
love
day, everybody.
Father.
I love you.
Bye-bye. I love you all.
Bye.
Thank you, Shirley. Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
I heard her say she was going to call after the service. Here, babe, here's the phone, honey. Well, I have another one, too. I don't know where this... Yeah, I'm saying I have the phone that you brought in, babe. That's all I'm saying. Okay.